Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Your weekend is looking fairly cloudy. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Three people are facing shoplifting charges in separate incidents. Last Wednesday, police claim a man entered a business on Elgin Street West and allegedly stole merchandise before leaving. He was arrested the next day and apparently in possession of fentanyl. He was held for a bail hearing. Last Friday, staff at a Strathy Road business alleged that a woman concealed some items and left the store without paying. That woman was arrested nearby. On Monday, police responded to a report of shoplifting at a business on King Street East after the individual left the store without paying. He was arrested a short distance later. Road work north of Kimbleford is expected to begin Monday. Rehabilitation of County Road 30 between 8th Line West and 11th Line West is aimed to improve road conditions and replace aging infrastructure. Culverts, drainage, and safety devices are expected to be installed. Traffic will be reduced to one lane during construction times, and there could be traffic delays. The project is expected to be completed in October. The YMCA Northumberland's Strong Kids Duathlon is taking place next Thursday in Campbellford. This lively, family-friendly event celebrates young athletes through a swimming and running challenge. Friends and family members are invited to cheer them on as they cross the finish line to create an atmosphere of community pride, encouragement, and joy. The goal of this year is to help raise funds for an outdoor pavilion in Campbellford. It is open to young people aged 3 to 15 and registration is $18 per child. In sports, the Coburg Kodiaks look to bounce back tonight against the Six Nations Chiefs in lacrosse action. The Kodiaks were dumped 15-7 Tuesday. A parade is scheduled this afternoon in Campbellford to celebrate Carson Campbell's Memorial Cup win this spring. The parade is expected to start at 3:30 and the Jays play the Cubs today before going to Philly tomorrow. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are your wills and powers of attorney up to date? Or have you not got around to preparing any? We are happy to review your existing documents with you or help you decide what to put in your very first will and powers of attorney. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
Now here's your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, slight chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm this morning, but clearing later on, high 28, humidex 35. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers tonight, low 18. Cloudy for Friday and Saturday with highs around 26. Turn to Northumberland 89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.